This is Orange Nation.
Stephen Fonte, Sal Mineen back with you here on a Tuesday edition of Orange Nation. As promised, we go to our guest line to bring on our first guest today. He averaged 16.5 points, 5.5 rebounds per game for Cornell as a junior in the 2019-2020 season. Jimmy Boeheim joining us here on the show. And Jimmy, I know that, first of all, thanks for coming on. I know that everybody's anxious around this time of year for, you know, for the new season to start up. You have to be more anxious than everyone, right? After sitting out last year, the Ivy League did not compete. Take us through that. The fact that you haven't played a true game in, you know, whatever it is, a year and a half now. How anxious are you for the new season to start up here at Syracuse?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm definitely itching to get it back out there and play. I'm a really competitive guy, so, you know, just being away from real competition for that long has been tough, but, you know, it's given me a lot of time to work on my game, you know, add things to my game, so there's definitely a silver lining in it all, but yeah, I mean, like you said, just really looking forward to getting back out there.
Jimmy, I know we've talked to guys before who have said that when they're forced to sit out, it kind of forces them, like you were just saying, you worked on your game, added stuff to it. But I remember Scoop years ago said that when he tore his ACL and had to miss that year and he was forced to just sit and watch the game, he learned a whole lot more that you might not when you're out there playing and training every day. Did you notice that at all, having to sit out and forced to just kind of watch and dissect the game every day?
Yeah, absolutely. It gave me a great opportunity to do that as well. You know, just being able to really sit down and watch every single, you know, NCAA game, NBA game, you know, I'd really try to key in on it, especially this year. And, you know, just I had a lot of time to work on new things, like I said, you know, so just, you know, I'd see a guy do a move that I thought, you know, that's a good move, and I'd go and work on it in the gym, you know, and then just kind of repeat that process over and over again and just, you know, look for new things to add to my game.
You know, we mentioned it, you haven't been able to play in a true game since, you know, like a year and a half ago, March of 2020. You are going to get an opportunity early next month to head overseas with your brother. You and Buddy are taking part in this exhibition tour with USA East Coast Basketball. How did this whole thing come about, and can you tell us anything about this trip?
Yeah, I mean, they reached out to us, just, you know, asked us to play. And I mean, I jumped on it first. They asked me first, and I mean, I jumped on it, you know, looking for any opportunity to play, like I've kind of touched on. And then, you know, Buddy was interested too, so we're both gonna make the trip. And, you know, just really looking forward to getting over there and competing and, you know, some actual organized games. It'll be a really good chance to, you know, see where we're at and also just play with some other really good players from around the country and, you know, just have a good time in Spain as well. You know, it'll be a really good trip all around. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I like that, pointing out that they asked you first and then little brother says, I want to do it too.
I think they thought he was too big time, so they came to me first.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. He's blown up, especially after that tournament run. Do you have to remind him a few times, though? I'm still the big brother, you know, keep him grounded.
I mean, just once in a while. I mean, this is his team, and, you know, I think I've learned a lot from him already, you know, really enjoyed you know, playing alongside him and, you know, hearing what he has to say here and there. But, you know, once in a while, maybe I'll throw him in the post or something like that. You know, just give him a little reminder.
You know, Jimmy, we first talked to you right when you made the decision that you were going to come to Syracuse. And, you know, at the time you talked about how it was a dream come true. And I know this is awfully special for you and your family. Has it been able to sink in at all over the course of the last several months since we last spoke? The fact that, you know, you're about to play your final season of college basketball with your brother, for your father, you know, with your mom in the stands for every game. I mean, what does this truly mean to you and your family to be able to go through this last ride together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it means everything. I mean, that Syracuse basketball has been, you know, my childhood, my life, more or less to this point. You know, I wouldn't change it for anything. And, you know, finally being able to come home and, you know, suit up for this team and my final year, I mean, I couldn't write it any better. You know, I'm really, really excited. And, you know, it means the world to me. You know, it took me a month or two to set in, you know, I've obviously been playing, working out of the Mello Center for a while now, but, you know, just seeing my name on a locker and, you know, practice jersey hanging up in there and all that, I mean, it's really, it's really been pretty surreal. But, you know, I feel like I'm starting to get in a groove of things now and, you know, just really feeling blessed and excited for this year.
For somebody who has grown up so close to Syracuse basketball like you, who's the team on the schedule that immediately, you know, excites you or that gets your blood boiling that, you know, I got to beat Georgetown? If it's UConn that you see them, I mean, who is it for you, whether it was growing up or even now, that you're like, that's the game that I'm amped up for?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to say Georgetown just because of everything, the history and all that. I mean, Duke is a new one, of course, but, you know, just seeing such a storied program and, you know, Coach K and all that, that game really excites me as well. And, I mean, just the whole ACC schedule, I mean, it's such a great league, and, I mean, I'm really looking forward to it all. I mean, you can add Villanova in there too, of course, another great program that, you know, grew up in the old Big East, all that. So definitely a lot. I mean, it's hard to just circle one. I mean, I think the whole schedule circled for me this year.
Jimmy, you're joining a position group at Syracuse that you know that is brand new for everybody, right? Benny Williams is coming in as a freshman. Cole Swider coming in as a transfer. You're coming in as a transfer. What can we expect out of that forward position, do you think, this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this group. You know, I think we all bring something different to the table. I mean, Cole Swider is an unbelievable shooter, one of the best in the country. Benny, really, really talented young kid. You know, really, really athletic, explosive. You know, he can do a lot off the bounce. And then, you know, me, I think I kind of provide a little bit of everything here and there. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, really, really, really excited about this group. I think we'll have a lot to do this year, and I'm really excited about it.
What's it been like working out with your teammates now that you guys have been on campus and been together for a few months even? What's kind of the chemistry been like among you guys, and, you know, how are you kind of starting to forge the relationship that you need to carry you into the season?
Yeah, it's been great. I think we have a really great group, a lot of good attitudes. Everyone comes in and works really hard every day. I mean, which is really encouraging. It makes it fun to be in the gym with these guys just because everyone's going so hard, getting up extra shots after. And then when we play pickup, I mean, it's super, super competitive. Nobody wants to lose. And, you know, everyone's just playing hard. And, you know, we're getting a good rhythm, especially for still being in the summer. I mean, it's really encouraging. I think, you know, we've got a ways to go, but right now we're in a really good spot. And, I mean, it makes me really excited for what's to come.
Since we got you, Jimmy, I do want to ask you about the name, image, and likeness stuff and the fact that the policy has changed. And, you know, I know Buddy was the first athlete really in the country to jump on things and get things going. You know, being a college athlete, you know, what do you think about the name, image, and likeness policy changing? And, you know, it seems like, anyway, it's a win-win for everybody involved.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really exciting to be able to, you know, profit off of all our hard work. You know, I think it's well deserved, but, you know, at the same time, we got to keep in mind, you know, we're here to play basketball, and, you know, that's number one. And then, you know, if we're able to do this stuff after all that, I mean, aside from all that, it's great. And, you know, really excited about it. Should have some really fun opportunities. You know, it's great to interact with the fans in that way too. So yeah, really, really excited about it.
All right, Jimmy. Well, listen, thank you for coming on today. You've been gracious with your time. Good luck the rest of this summer. Enjoy your trip to Spain. And I'm sure we'll be talking basketball with you, you know, before too long as you get ready for your one season here at Syracuse. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right, there he is, Jimmy Boeheim. And with that, we'll take a timeout. We'll kick off hour number two next. We've got Brett McMurphy from the stadium set to join us as we talk college football conference realignment. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.